save yourselves a gob of money.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Wow. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America, coming at you live every weekday, 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time Zone, and on Saturdays from 4 to 6 p.m. as well. You have with you on this beautiful day in Minnesota here, Friday, November 11th, 2011, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and, of course, Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Jake, I got to ask you a question. Was your mom mad at you when she called you McMillan?
Actually, there's a story to that, if you'd like to hear
it. We don't want to hear it. No, nobody wants to hear it. The other thing,
the short answer is no.
Okay, and the other thing is you should I tell everybody that your mom actually wanted to call you Moses?
Actually, it wasn't her. My biological dad wanted to call me Moses.
And he works with the CIA, and he lives in Montana.
But they compromised, so my original middle name was Moses.
Okay, so
then it got changed to McMillan,
a Scottish name. Then you lived in Hawaii somehow, too.
That's true, I did. For 1 year.
At the same time, you lived in Hawaii and Montana at the same time?
No.
Okay, just curious. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice the pro-murderers wish to silence, the pro-choicers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them, Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. Folks, quick heads up. Please partake with us at the beginning of the show. We only have an hour. Folks like to wait to get warmed up for some reason. But partake with us all the way through the show today, folks. Please do. We love hearing from you. We thank you for calling yesterday and be a part of it. It just warms the cackles of my heart. But in all sincerity, I really do enjoy when you people call in because this show is about you. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, please give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. The Sons of Liberty is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, because as they say, I got everybody in America saying it with me.
That's right.
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. That's exactly right. Because the Sons of Liberty are turning talk radio into do radio. Forget it not.
And with that doing, again, we've got our Friday column just popped up.
And
today.
I'm not saying do, I'm saying doing.
That's right.
All right.
There's no Occupy doo-doo happening on this show.
Let's kick this off really quick. Okay, go ahead, Jake. I got a piece to play, and I hope I can get it in before the first break, because I want to talk about the veterans today. And do we got that piece ready? Oh, we don't have time. She's telling me thank you. But folks, we do have it ready. Thank you. All right.
And you do have time to go to the Sons of Liberty Facebook page. Bradley, again, is the weekly columnist on WND. And his latest column, it's also a blog on our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com, is I Honor Our Veterans. And I'll let you read the rest of the title when you get to the Facebook. But on this particular Facebook, it's all about Veterans Day and how this ministry always has and will continue to do so, honor the blood that was shed for our liberties that we have now. Most folks take liberty for granted, and in this article, you're going to see where it's not taken for granted. You're going to see a couple really cool videos in there as well that kind of mix it up. But you can find that at sonsoflibertyradio.com. In the upper right-hand corner is the Facebook icon. And folks, I've been watching the numbers growing on the fan page. We need them to keep coming in. So all of you that are Facebook savvy, get on there and join, because we're uploading stuff every single week.
And if you'd like to go to me personally, go to Bradley Dean on Facebook. Again, that's Bradley Dean on Facebook. It's B-R-A-D-L-E-E-D-E-A-N.
That's all.
Wasn't that cool?
That was good.
Well, you know what? Just for the new listeners, due to the fact that we got to take a quick break in a couple minutes here, why don't you share the whole plethora of who it is that we are and what it is that we do?
Absolutely. Folks, there's a couple facets, three to remember. We do radio, obviously is what you're hearing.
I wish it was
just a couple. That's true. It does get a little strenuous at times. But we have radio, which you're listening to right now. And as Bradley said, it's Do Radio. Why? The only reason we get on here and talk is because we're doing. Now, how do we do? We have a nonprofit organization called You Can Run, But You Cannot Hide International. It's traveled the country doing assembly programs in prisons, in detention centers, also in high schools, predominantly high schools, over 300, because we want to reach the next
public
generation.
High schools.
That's right. These aren't little private schools, folks. Man, I think we've only done like one or two private schools.
And, oh, no.
Most of
Christian
public.
Schools. We did two Christian schools, and we actually ended up doing Elvis Presley's church in Memphis, but predominantly, it's always public schools. Yeah.
Because why in the world would you want to go teach, you know, in Mexico Spanish?
No, that's what we want to do. I mean, that's what the professing Christians in America do today, is they go to Mexico and they want to teach in Spanish.
Yeah, have you guys heard of Spanish? Sí.
Yeah.
Sí. We know Spanish.
Yeah.
So why are we going there? Next, we're venturing into the college campuses across this country, folks. We're doing a college tour. We've got 1 year before elections. We want people to be educated.
I don't know that the colleges can handle it, though. But we'll see.
That's right. We'll give them an opportunity at least.
I mean, because we know they know everything.
That's true.
So let's see what they know.
That's true.
So
let's find out. Folks, we want you to find out with us. So
I mean,
follow
for
You Can Run, But You Cannot Hide.
For all the opposition that we have gotten across the country, you know, you'd think someone would call us up and say, hey, we want you to come into our college, or we want you to come to this arena, and we want you to give your message, and then we want you to answer questions for an hour after that. Would you do that? I'd be the first one to say, you know what? It's on. Let's go.
But I think some people are fairly cowardly, so we're going to have to aggressively pursue these campuses.
No, let's just keep vilifying him, but let's not ask him any questions.
That's right.
Isn't that what they do today?
Don't allow him to talk.
No, that's it. That's
and
it.
If he talks too good, then shut his mic off, because it doesn't work for us, because it's not about truth. But, folks, you know, we have a dire need in our college campuses, and that's where we're headed. As you know, most of the folks touring right now that claim conservative values, I don't care what party they're in, they're not the ones in the college campuses. They're the one chasing grandma and grandpa for their dollar bills. This is not about finances. It's about morality, as I even said, or as I even heard one of the candidates say the other day.
Really quick, I think it's important for everybody to understand that everybody that, you know, thinks that Obama's an idiot, I do got to give the guy credit somewhere. And here's the credit that I'm going to give him. He's such an idiot, at least he's going to the right people to get him elected. And guess where that is? To the young people in colleges.
That's right.
Folks, conservatives need to think. And we're going there, and we need your help doing it. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Let me clarify, I do agree with you that he's an idiot. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
People love to be entertained. That's why they're listening to the Sons of Liberty.
Entertainment with education.
That's right. Education. By the way, Tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in, folks. We want to entertain, yes, indeed, but we want to educate, just like Jake said. Right. But we also want to tear down our father's altars and put in their place an altar to the Lord.
That's right.
The one Lord.
We want to stop you from entering into sin, which destroys a nation.
Amen.
Resulting righteousness and judgment, which establishes a nation.
Really quick, folks, as everybody's been talking about and as things transpire across the country, Paterno is now lawyered up. Good idea. Things are becoming more clear as to what happened out in Pittsburgh, and it's very clear that someone's covering for someone up on top. No question about it. It's not just about Paterno. It's not just about the other two that are charged with perjury. It's not just about Sandusky. It's about who's on the top of this. As I said the other day, folks, a lot of times, and not in all cases, but when the feds get involved, they're not there to expose the crime. They're there to cover up the crime for those that are up on top. As a matter of fact, Sandusky, 67 years old, was recognized by Congress. Interesting. His charity was named one of the President Bush's H.W. Bush's Points of Light, folks. So we need to look past Sandusky, Paterno, and others that are involved in this case and go beyond what we're being told right now. And don't get sidetracked as to what is taking place. It's not about Paterno. It's not about Sandusky. It's not about McQuarrie. It's about them kids first and foremost, and it's making sure them kids are heard in their testimonies, because what will happen behind closed doors, if you parallel this with Boys Town of Omaha, Nebraska, back in the 80s and 90s, Bush's name came up again. And it's just interesting where we see these little, these escapades, these pedophiles. It's interesting whose names keeps popping up over and over and over again. We need to go beyond what we're told, folks, and we need to go to the top of what's going on in this country. And someone's allowing these things to take place. And if they're not allowing it, they're actually implementing it and promulgating it. And for Bush, George W. Bush, to call Sandusky and his organization a point of light, does that surprise anybody? I think Alex was just talking about it just a couple minutes ago, previous to us, about what is going on, and he had some information that was pretty alarming. But I want to kick off a point real quick, as McQueary was the one. Let's go back to Penn State really quick. McQueary was the one that actually seen, the assistant coach is actually the one that seen the boy being criminalized by this predator, Sandusky, Jerry Sandusky. And what he did is he basically went home and he told Paterno what the situation was. And as he told him, they went to the two above Paterno, Joe Paterno. And when they did that, they said that they would investigate, and they never did anything about it. See, folks, see how it's controlled? And let me put the question to you again. What was Jerry Sandusky so bold? Why was he so emboldened, and why did he think he was so safe and it was okay to sodomize a kid in the shower in Penn State University, and he knew he'd get away with it? You don't just do that without thinking someone's there to cover for you. You just don't do that. And by the way, again, as I said yesterday, we need to look across the country, folks. This is happening all over the country, and we need to go to the perpetrators and deal with them on the top and put a stop, the kibosh, on what's going on with these kids. And let's keep our eyes on the kids, folks. But to say that McQueary, as he seen the little boy being violated by Sandusky, he did the right thing. But, you know, when you put yourself in that situation, you got to ask yourself, what would you have done? This is what I have done. I would have walked into the gym. I would have seen the situation. I would have grabbed the individual. I would have threw him up against the wall. I would have told the little boy, call the cops now. This guy is not going anywhere until the cops arrive. That's exactly what I would have done. And I would have left no stone unturned in any sense of the word with this situation. I would have seen it through court. I would have did everything. But McQueary, this is what's coming out now, folks. The reason people are so angry with McQueary is after he's seen the situation take place. You probably don't know this, Jake. Mm-hmm. Did you know that McQueary actually raised funds with Sandusky and went golfing with Sandusky after this incident took place? You have got to be kidding me. You have got it. Now, McQueary's getting a lot of death threats, and probably rightfully so. As I've said so many times on the radio, folks, when it comes to pedophilia, the people I know, you don't have to worry about the cops. You don't have to worry about the judges.
Take care of it.
You just don't go there. And when you look in Scripture, you see it nowhere in the Old Testament. So McQueary, he should be charged as well for knowing what he did not reveal to the authorities. I don't care if he told Joe or not. That's irrelevant.
Well, that's the same thing Joe said. Well, I told my boss. McQueary said, well, I told my boss. Okay.
Well, that's what you do.
What happened?
You do is keep shifting the blame on everybody else without taking responsibility, and it shows you who their God is. It's football. And it also shows you that they were covering for somebody. It doesn't go on for this long, folks, without people knowing what's going on.
You got it.
And look again, Sandusky takes these poor little kids, and he appeals to them. He lures them in. He gets them, and then it's allegated. There's allegations right now that he was pimping kids out to rich donors.
Yep, the second mile.
So pay attention to that one, folks. And again, do your homework. Check out Conspiracy of Silence. You got to see Conspiracy of Silence, folks. Just go online, go to Conspiracy of Silence, and you're going to be blown away. Literally, I was talking about this issue with somebody today, and they started laughing about it. And I said, you want to tell me what's so funny about this? And she had said to me, it just seems unreal. It's not unreal. It's very real. It's the unthinkable.
That's right.
And that's what you have to pay attention to, because what you see today, the propaganda that's being thrown on the American people today is Europeanized. It's European law. And what they do in those countries is just unthinkable, because their judgment is so completely backwards. It tells you that the higher-ups are in accordance with European law. Mm-hmm. In other words, they're acting just like their father, the devil.
That's right.
In every sense of the word. Folks, I want you to hear this piece really quick. I thought it was a great report. I high-fived them for what they did. And just, again, listen carefully as to what's transpiring right now. But we're going to have to bring it in afterwards now, because Jake kept talking on and on and on. You're so long-winded, Jake. So what are your thoughts about it?
I'll take a breath. Well, this is what I do think, is that if you keep going up the ladder here, you just brought up Congress giving them an award.
Mm-hmm.
How long this was able to go on. I mean, this grand jury was meeting for a couple of years. This is the first I ever heard about it, when they finally came out and they actually charged the two.
The indictment is now 25 pages long, by the way, but go ahead.
Yeah, so all of these things in line, we cannot forget, as you said, we cannot forget about We don't put a cap on this. We don't say, okay, it's done. It's over with. Okay, everybody disperse. You know, and the cops get there. Don't worry. Everything's good. We got it taken care of. Yeah. It's all done. Yeah. And that's exactly typically what happens when the FBI gets involved.
Yeah.
When the feds get involved, it's like, oh, okay, good. The federal government's involved.
Yep.
No problem. Go about our business.
And we should be able to think that way when we're healthy.
Of course.
Yes.
But what happens when the federal government may be involved? I'm not saying all departments. Look, our federal government is massively huge. But when there's certain departments within the federal government, that's just like the police officer dealing drugs in his own city.
Or you mean like the attorney general of the country actually taking guns and arming criminals?
And not even apologizing to stinking families.
I know. Yes, yes. Okay.
That's the audacity that they have.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they're going to stand up and say, what are you going to do? And it's the same thing that they say to those little boys when they're violated. Look, you can go tell somebody, but nobody's even going to believe you. I mean, that's the fear that they put them on.
Yeah.
These are sick, sadistic, animal people. They deserve to be gone quickly.
Yeah.
There's no retribution. There's no rehabilitation. Putting them in prison is not going to help them be sorry for their
crimes. I got a friend that's an investigator in Anoka County, and he said, Bradley, he goes, them are the nicest people.
Yeah.
He said, but you can't trust them. And he said, you cannot rehabilitate them people. Sure. You can't because it's not in Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said that if they offend one of these little ones, it's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own neck and throw themselves into the sea than for them to offend one of the little ones.
That's right.
So it's there is no turning back. I mean, that's exactly where they're at. They must know within themselves there's no turning back.
Yeah.
And so you may as well create all the hell that you can while you're still alive before you go to hell where you belong.
Yeah, and folks, it gets so dry. I mean, psychologically, what they do with the kids, they make them violate each other to keep them in fear and to keep them, well, now I'm one of these monsters. I can never get out. This is insane.
Yeah.
Nobody would ever tolerate closing a case if you knew what was really going on in these things. For how many repetitive years? Read the grand jury indictment, which I'm sure we're going to play on the next one. It is insane, these things that these people do. These are, you know how some people say, well, he's a good salesman, or he's good at this, he's good at that. These people have become professional animals. That's what they become.
Yeah.
Professional criminal predators. That's what they become.
They're lawless.
And then when they're protected, when they feel safe enough, as you said, to go in the shower room, because who's going to touch me? And then when they feel safe enough because they got a congressional matter, because they got Congress to recognize them as a good charity.
Yeah.
And then when you start hearing the allegations that they're pimping little kids, so the donors donating to this charity, not all of them, but there's allegations that some of these major donors are donating to this charity. Why? So they can get little boys, of course.
Yeah, well, it's interesting, too, folks, just to show you how far out we are not right now. ICE did an investigation a couple years back with the Pentagon, and they found out over 5,000 employees of the Pentagon actually were downloading child pornography.
Our Defense Department.
Yeah, where's the Justice Department for that one, folks?
That's right.
That's a good question, and why is Obama turning his back on that situation?
Mm-hmm.
You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We're going to play this piece when we come back, and we're going to get back to what's important concerning our veterans. If you're a veteran, God bless you. We thank you for what you have done. Now it's our turn. 1-877-807-9977.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is the first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it. And I really appreciate your witness, just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, folks, interject your thoughts, 1-877-807-9977. I'll say it again, 1-877-807-9977.
And also to make an announcement, folks, Bradley will be on the Bill Martinez live show tonight. This is out of California, Costa Mesa, actually, on KBRT, talking about this very topic. So we encourage you to tune into that as well. You can find it at BillMartinez.com. But he'll be on again tonight talking and discussing about this issue because it is about our next generation. That's what it's about, protecting them.
Cool. We're going to play this clip really quick about Sandusky, what's evolving, what's transpiring right now. And I thought it was such a good report, I want to go ahead and share it with everybody. And we'll come right back after this, and we will be talking about the veterans. But pay attention to the details. Great report these guys did. Go for it.
At the heart of this, of course, a 23-page document, the criminal indictment of former assistant coach Jerry Sandusky. It's tough to read, tough to talk about. It paints a disturbing portrait of a man who used his position to target and sexually abuse young boys, allegedly over a long period of time. And reading through the document, as our own Savannah Guthrie has been doing today, it also portrays a long list of missed opportunities to stop him. Savannah's here with us in the studio tonight. And while I know you happen to be a lawyer, you don't need a law degree to get the import of these charges.
No question about it. This document tells a terrible tale. It alleges Sandusky had a pattern of finding victims in the charity for underprivileged children he founded, luring them in some cases with gifts and trips and access to sporting events, and then escalating the relationship into serious sexual abuse. The indictment tells the story of 8 different victims, some of whom were subjected to repeated oral sex and intercourse. It's a timeline that starts in 1996 but doesn't end with Sandusky's arrest until 15 years later.
Jerry Sandusky is already working at Penn State for nearly a decade when he starts the Second Mile in 1977, a nonprofit aimed at helping kids in trouble. Nearly 20 years later, in 1996, the indictment charges Sandusky takes a young boy, under 10, to the football complex's locker room and touches him in the shower. 2 years later, in 1998, Coach Sandusky allegedly takes a different young boy into the showers. The child's mother notices his wet hair when he comes home and calls university police. In a later conversation with Sandusky, with police listening, the indictment says the mother confronts the coach, who allegedly admits he has showered with other boys and doesn't agree to stop. One of the detectives later testifies that Sandusky said to the mother, "I understand. I was wrong. I wish I could get forgiveness. I know I won't get it from you. I wish I were dead." According to the indictment, the Pennsylvania Department of Public Welfare says Sandusky admits to the encounter, but the case is closed with no criminal charges filed. In 1999, Sandusky retires from Joe Paterno's staff, but is still permitted access to the team and its facilities. The indictment says during football season in the fall of 2000, a janitor who was a temporary employee at the school sees Sandusky having oral sex with a boy in the team shower. His supervisor tells the janitor how to make a report, but the janitor never does. Then, in March 2002, according to court documents, then-graduate assistant, now assistant coach Mike McQuarrie, says he witnesses Sandusky at the team's facilities having intercourse with a boy in the showers who looks to be about 10 years old. Prosecutors say McQuarrie tells coach Joe Paterno the next day. Well, Paterno reported that incident to the school's athletic director, but prosecutors say the police were never called. No one attempted to locate the boy, and the child welfare agency was never alerted. The school did take away Sandusky's keys to the locker room and reported the alleged incident to his charity. And, of course, Sandusky and two other university officials, Brian, who've been charged with perjury, have all pleaded not guilty.
So
not guilty.
The
audacity.
Does Paterno himself face any legal criminal exposure?
Well, so far, based on what prosecutors have alleged, they haven't charged him with anything, not with perjury and not with anything related to the case. It seems that he met the bare legal requirement of reporting it to his superior, but I think the criticism is that he failed the moral test, that people expected more of him. They expected him to use his considerable influence to raise the alarm, raise a fuss. And most importantly, when you read this indictment, Brian, you see that prosecutors allege that after that incident in 2002 that Paterno allegedly knew about, Sandusky, according to prosecutors, went on to molest at least one other boy.
No, there's 17 of them now, folks. Folks, again, let me put the question to you before we jump gears here. Where are they getting the emboldenments? Who is giving them the assurance that everything's okay by saying not guilty? And you pay attention to when the kids start to speak out, how the government, if it be corrupt in this situation, you'll see them try to silence them or appease them or to basically buy them off.
Yeah, you won't hear much
about
them.
You can't just turn your head at this point, folks. You got to stay glued in as to what's taking place in this case. But for them to say, even eyewitnesses, even one of their own told on them, a day later, what a man. I mean, just think about it. He's a football coach. What a heroic individual. Yeah, why would he just let Jerry go on molesting and sodomizing 10-year-old kid in a shower? Mm-hmm. What a role model for us all.
Yeah.
Give me a break. Literally, folks, give me a break. Oh, there's nothing behind this. We're just going to say we're not guilty. No, one of your own told on you, bro. What are you talking about? You're not guilty. Sandusky's doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You have got to be kidding me. 17 kids involved. Just think about this again, folks. I shared this with you yesterday as well, but I'll say it again. 17 kids are all liars. The eyewitness, one of their own, he's a liar too.
Of course.
The police, I don't know. They're looking at the kid saying he's a liar too because they didn't file it. The welfare system in that state, they didn't file it. Boy, what's going on here, folks? Let me tell you what's going on. The unthinkable.
Mm-hmm.
The unthinkable's going on. And don't think for 1 minute it's not, because it is. You're supposed to say something at this point.
There's nothing to say to this. This is insane. Folks, when you get up and start thinking about how they're talking about, well, so-and-so said this, and here's the dates, the facts, the times, but you're not hearing about the victims and what was done to the victims and how many more victims there are, that's where you've been sidewashed. point isn't the dates and times. It's the fact that nobody reacted. Nobody did anything. No charges were even brought. They're saying nobody's been found guilty or any of that stuff. You need to just keep climbing the ladder. Don't get sidetracked with all these dates and times.
That's
these are
right.
completely irrelevant, and everybody knows it.
And it sounds like you got some good people in Pennsylvania that are not going to let it just
die.
The
press is laying on them. And again, folks, this is the purpose of the First Amendment.
Keep
freedom
digging.
Of speech. That's right. And don't stop until you hit truth, because truth will give you the answer that you're looking for.
What do you think these kids are going to be like if justice goes undone in this situation? What do you think they're going to think of their older generation?
Mm-hmm. Not to mention the condemnation they're going to feel about themselves. They're going to think, they're going to grow up thinking that this is right in this twisted, sick reality, because you're literally laying moral standards for kids.
No, you have.
You did it as a kid.
Let's put it in perspective. We got 17 kids over here that have been violated. By the way, they're coming forth on national news.
Yep.
Good for them. And they're called liars.
Yep.
By the way, they did the same thing with Boys Town in Omaha, Nebraska.
Yep.
They vilified the kids.
Yep. The innocent.
Okay, so you have thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people at the game on Saturday, and you have all these 17 young little boys that were violated by the I'm in the know by all of these individuals that are all in the stadium watching the game, ignoring the victims.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on right now.
Yep.
The That's victims are trying to figure out, why are you not standing up on our behalf?
Yep.
Where's the justice system in this situation? As a matter of fact, even to hold the justice system accountable, where are the people in this country to hold the justice system accountable?
Mm-hmm.
Because these investigators, for the most part, they're going to be handpicked.
Yeah.
Is what they're going to be.
And
listen, all the cop friends that I have, investigators that I have, they're cool people.
Mm-hmm.
They're right on. They're good people.
Yeah.
And the majority of America is good. They're good people that are in law enforcement. No question about it.
Yeah.
But you get your sick ones in there, folks, that are appointed to oversee. It's like the fox in the chicken coop.
That's right.
And then what happens?
Hey, can you keep an eye on these chickens for me, Mr. Fox? Oh, yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
I'll take care of them.
Yeah, should we go back to 1963 when John F. Kennedy was assassinated?
Mm-hmm.
The very one John F. Kennedy fires, he's appointed the head of the Warren Commission.
Yeah,
are you kidding me? Ugh, my goodness, people.
What kind of report are you going to get back from that? And that's, again, why we have the First Amendment, because it's up to the... This is where the press comes in and does their job and shines like a diamond, because it gives everybody information. And, folks, I'm glad it has not relented. Every single day, new information is coming out of this. It keeps cracking higher and higher and higher. And you better bet, we just brought up the Bush's name in the beginning of it. They're involved in this allegations and what's going on. Bush's name and also some of the donors to this organization. Folks, it's going to keep cracking, especially when we're on that. People are going to demand answers now.
Amen. So... It's Veterans Day.
Yes, it is.
Everybody knows that, right? I just did a piece in WND today, and what I wrote, I want you to observe. I lay it at your feet for your candor, of course. I thought it would be appropriate to tell you the most that most recently I was, and this is a true story, I had a radio station manager approach me because I was calling out Obama's corruption on the air. And he admitted that he knows President Obama is un-American, reckless, ignorant, and even corrupt. And, of course, I agreed with him because I was the one that was saying it. He was agreeing with me, so I agreed with him. I concurred. But then he went on to say he is still the President of the United States, and we need to honor him as such and his office. I said, honor him as such? I said, you've got to be out of your mind to think that I'm going to honor any individual in any office that steps on the sacrifice of our veterans who ratified that Constitution of the United States with their blood, sweat, and tears.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, is the same Constitution that those in office swear to uphold. America, when we tolerate corruption in government, then we dishonor the price that the veterans paid for our freedoms.
That's right.
So I'm, in fact, honoring the office of the president when I point out which corrupts the office that he holds. And by the way, I will never, never honor any man or woman in office that disrespects the sacrifice of those that put them there. Never and never will anyone that is a true American patriot. No way. It's unthinkable. To leave it on a positive note, I will be the first one to stand behind those in office that do honor the veterans and the Constitution, for which we should all magnify, because we know that freedom was not given to do what we want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do.
Yep.
Now, folks, I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to come back for our last segment. Now, if you'd like to call in, 1-877-807-9977. It's Veterans Day. We want to say, hey, to all the veterans, God bless you. Thank you for what you've done. That's why we're standing up and saying it's our turn and taking responsibility. Be right back. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Any veterans out there? If so, give us a call real quick. 1-877-807-9977. You got just about 8 minutes left. 1-877-807-9977.
And folks, just want to pick up again to honor our veterans on Friday, Veterans Day, November 11th. WorldNet Daily just posted the column by Bradley. You're really going to enjoy this one. "I Honor Our Veterans" is the title, not our president. And why? Because our veterans were the one who bled. So when some man uses the blood of those veterans to establish tyranny, no honor is due to him.
No.
No matter what office.
Zero zilch. No. The only honor that's due to him is the back of our foot.
That's right.
The following are the number of American casualties in each war listed. For example, the price paid for your liberties, America, listen carefully. In World War I, there was 116,506 men and women that bled the battlefield red with their blood to ratify the Constitution that you should be magnifying on a daily basis. World War II, 405,399 men and women bled the battlefield red with their blood to ratify the Constitution of the United States that you should be magnifying every day of the week. Korea, 38,574 men and women. My dad was actually there picking up body parts in World War II. My uncle was there. World War I, my grandpa was there. In Korea, my dad was actually picking up body parts out of the water. Vietnam, 58,209 men and women died to ratify the Constitution of the United States, that America you should be ratifying, that was ratified by their blood, that you should be magnifying on a daily basis against corruption in Washington. Iraq, 4,484 men and women bled the battlefield red with their blood to ratify the Constitution of the United States of America. Why are we merely complaining about this administration, folks? If anything,
that.
America, seeing their sacrifice, should show you what to not tolerate in office rather than allowing their bloodshed to be trampled on by a individual who thinks he can do whatever he wants to without consequence. I said this the other day. I don't know if it was on this program, but I said it's interesting. Everybody thinks that Obama's such a fool, and he's looking at America laughing at them, saying, how am I getting away with this? You ever thought about that? I mean, if we put into perspective, who's being laughed at?
Mm-hmm.
Heroism is latent in every human soul. However humble or none unknown, they, the veterans, have renounced what are accounted pleasures and cheerfully undertaken all the self-denials, privations, toils, dangers, suffering, sickness, mutilations, and life to give us what we have today. A hero, our veterans, is someone who has given his life or her life to something bigger than themselves, namely us, America.
Right.
Because we all understand that freedom is not free. Someone had to die, someone had to bleed, and someone had to fight.
Yep. Freedom's never voluntarily given up either by an oppressive nation, ruler, leader, governments. Oh, well, you know, we've had our fun. Here you go. You can have it back. It's got to be demanded.
Well, the thing is I think that in America we often take for granted the very things that deserve our gratitude. We take it for granted that these things are just given unto us. And the reason I say that is because if the majority of the people in this country would stand up, it would be over in 1 week for this administration's corruptions. There's 303 million people in this country that tolerate the corruption of less than 545 people.
Mm-hmm.
America, how does that work? Help me understand this. How does that work? It's either about your country or it's about you, and if it's about you at length, you're going to lose that country.
Yep.
We often take for granted the very things that most deserve our gratitude, and we really do. I think every person in this country should go to Arlington Cemetery. I really do. And then read the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Bible as its bedrock. Because that covenant was established in blood, too, the blood of the Son of God.
That covenant was the originator of all covenants, folks.
Amen.
There's no liberty outside of the blood of Christ. There is no liberty.
Listen to what John F. Kennedy said. He said, as we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. It's great. And Elmer Davis, oh Elmer, on Little House on the Prairie. Elmer Davis, this nation will remain the land of the free only so long as it is the home of the brave. We had a caller call in yesterday that we had a conversation with after the radio show. And they had a tyranny response in Colorado. And he said there would be 300 of them that any time there was corruption going on in their state, the 300 would rise and go confront that corruption. That is incredibly brilliant. And by the way, it's incredibly based in the heart of common sense.
That's right.
That is great.
But are we on a different ship than our state, our country?
I think so.
Maybe they're on a ship and we got our own ship going on. We don't benefit. We're not tied into the big ship.
Really?
Why get involved with it?
I don't know.
Why respond? I mean, what's the point?
Just go to the other end of the boat that's not sunk yet.
There we go. Okay.
And just, you know,
take
keep
a
listening
longer
to music, have a couple drinks, and enjoy yourself.
Yep. Party on, dude.
Party on.
I think what's great about what's happening right now, going back to our first couple segments, is the fact that no courts have really even been involved in this. The public has been taking this by the, and I'm talking about the situation at Penn State. The public has been grabbing it. The public has been demanding from the media to know more. The public.
Yeah.
This is happening at the hand of the public. That coach was not fired because he was criminally prosecuted. There's no even charges even against him.
Wow, you just, like, really went over out in left field.
But he was dropped.
But, you know, if you want to tie that in, that is magnifying the Constitution.
That's right. And if you look at the blood of these veterans, because you brought your point earlier, why people sit back and allow... They don't need to. This is a prime example of where they don't, and they get response immediately. Well, I just got to wait for our representatives. Just got to wait for our police department.
They know you're going to say that.
That's what they count on.
They totally do.
They don't get to do the things that they do unless they can count on the fact that you're not going to react.
Yes.
That's the only reason. That's the only ammunition. It's the only fuel to their car. It's what keeps them going. It's just like Edmund Burke said.
Ignorance.
Ignorance
and inaction.
Yeah, both together. Or what's even worse is the knowledge and the wit and the wisdom to know what's going on and have inaction. Look, if you're just plain old stupid and you just don't get it and you don't react, well, that makes sense.
But I'm afraid.
Fear?
Yeah.
Of what? What in the world would we have to be afraid of? Unless it's all about us, unless, like, for instance, the coach... thinks, well, I might lose my job.
Well, fear paralyzes you to actually give up to a tyrant what at length he's going to lose. So you're both going to go down sooner or later. He might just last a little bit longer than you, but that's about it.
And fear ultimately is a selfish motivation.
It is. What did MacArthur say? Never take counsels from your fears.
Yep. Now, what are you fearing? If you're fearing your own skin, and that's where, as a Christian, and this is why only Christians, generally, Christians are the only ones that ever cross the line, is because they're dead in Christ. They've lost their life. I remember a preacher who was got a letter, and he said, well, what do you think about the end of the world, brother? And he said, the end of the world started when I became a Christian. My world's over anyways.
Right.
It doesn't matter when it comes.
Malcolm X actually said that. Now, I'm not going on the side of what he said, but he's right biblically what he said.
And what is he what
and
was
And by
he
the way, his dad
say?
Was a Christian preacher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so Christians...
You brought it up. I just had to...
Oh, good. We got somebody from the West Side.
The West Side. Hey, Ed, you got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the show. You got about 2 minutes. Go ahead for
her. Oh, hi. Hi. Nice. Yeah, you know, I think that the TSA, when the authorities are allowed to grope people, it seems to me that's going to encourage groping.
Sure.
It's immorality, Ed. That's right. It's immorality. When a government says that we cannot embrace morality, okay, well, then what's the alternative? Here's the alternative, which is exactly what you've got right now. Forget about the Fourth Amendment. Forget about any type of morality and system of God that has a code of ethics based in the Bible or religion. Forget about all that. Then what do you get? Then you get this, and then you get nonprofits saying, well, the government doesn't really mind about it, so then we're going to start to pick it up. And then people are emboldened. Criminals are emboldened when there's no righteous standard. Where does the righteous standard come from? The God of heaven who gave us our rights and put laws to protect them.
Absolutely. Ed, I'll give you the last word.
Well, that's exactly right. And so these authorities that are breaking the law and violating the Fourth Amendment, trying to... break people's will. It just has no place in this country.
That's exactly right. Ed, hold on for a second. Heather's going to pick you up. It's exactly right. Mm-hmm. I don't know how we got there, but we'll take it up. Yeah. Folks, it's criminality. Mm-hmm. It's a crime against you for them to put their hands on you, irregardless of what the government wants to say or not. But will you enforce the law against their crimes? Well, they're acting as, just like Ed said, to break your will, to be there, to protect you. No, they're there to break your will. They're to try to normalize the crime against you. We'll talk to you tomorrow, folks. 4 to 6 tomorrow, Saturday, Central Time Zone. You got the Sons of Liberty. We love you by what we do, and we always will. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a good day. Happy Veterans Day.